Okay, everybody. This is actually, I think, going to be a productive dialogue. This is kind of what I wanted to have from the beginning. So this is, I'm going to make some commentary and I'm going to play some of the audio, and I'm not trying to trespass on copyright, but this video here on American Sentinel Canine is a response video to me. He's not mentioning any names, but he's talking about me in this video. He's talking about Gypsy too. And so I want to respond to some of this, and some of the stuff he says about the name of the video is Understanding Protection, Why All Defense All the Time is Insufficient. I probably agree with him.
So
let's listen
to this video. I want to.
So he's going to talk here about all defense all the time, which was the Gypsy Stratton mantra.
Now, can a dog do both? Yes, they can. However, in my opinion, it's best to actually pick one venue and do not do dual purpose. I think if you're going to do sport, then you should really, if you're trying to win in sport, then have a dog that's specially trained for sport and understand that that dog may not be the best dog in a real protective situation.
Wow. Well, Lee, let me expand that just a little bit in the point I've been kind of making. You should decide whether you have hog dogs or protection dogs. Huh. I'm kind of saying the same thing, Lee, and we can get into, and I have got into in depth scientifically why, neurologically why. But yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying here. Because it's, well, we'll just go.
Could you use it in a protected situation? Yes. Could it be effective? Yes. But it kind of depends on the situation.
Right.
Okay. So let's go back to what protection means in terms of protection. Now, with that said, a lot of people don't really understand what is required in protection. I'm going to talk about the truth of concept and what it means to have a protection dog in combat. Now, the statement all defense all the time is applicable and valid in terms of law. Okay. We need to be, follow certain laws, the laws of nature, the laws of man, the laws of God, if you believe in God.
Okay. He goes into a long thing about that, but, yes, all defense all the time. There is a legal aspect to that for sure. But Gypsy was also talking about operating the dog, and this has to do with the psychology and the chemistry and the biology of the dog, of working a dog in defensive drive rather than predatory drive. So there's actually two aspects of it, and not just one. But yeah, there is the all defense all the time. A lot of that does have to do with the law, because we don't have qualitative immunity like the police do. And so yeah, a lot of that was that. But the thing I'm talking about, and he was talking about too, is the defensive drive. See, and Lee, we're going to get into it here in a minute. You're working your dogs and you're breeding your dogs for predatory hunt drive, which is totally legitimate for hog hunting. But that is not home defense, auto defense. That's not what we're working with. Unfortunately, but we'll continue.
Personally, I'm a Christian and I believe in a creator. And because of that,
I got to skip through all this. And then there's this dude. And he uses all of these clips of people's stuff, which is amazing. See, basically, I think what his argument, because he's using all kinds of people's clips. But what I guess what he's saying is that what I was doing was misrepresenting and slandering him. And therefore he has the right to do all this kind of stuff. And I don't see that, but we'll go on here.
Got him that owned the home legal and make yourself an income that actually empowers your future. Don't think that you can step on the toes of somebody else and then complain when they respond, because here's what protection is about.
Okay. Stepping on the toes of somebody else. I agree, Lee. So let me, you know, harassment and all this kind of stuff. So let me kind of explain my understanding of how some of this stuff works, because I'm not much for harassing people or trolling. And so like if I was over on your channel, let's say, and I was, you know, leaving all kinds of comments and, you know, and stuff like that, that would be then stepping on your toes and trespassing and all that kind of stuff. But when I use some clips of your videos and some of your dogs as examples for what I'm trying to show. That's not stepping on your toes, Lee. That's what I did. I didn't come over to you. I didn't call you. I didn't send you any emails. I didn't text you, right? I didn't tell you, hey, come look at the video. I didn't tell you none of that. Somebody else told you from what you told me, because I never said nothing to you about it. So there was nobody stepping on your toes. It was legitimate critique and commentary, and it is not slander. I've asked you to show me this, dude. It's not slander or anything like that. It was just basic commentary, but we'll keep going.
It's not just a shield. It's not all defense all the time. What is defense? Defense means to block, right? So if you punch me, I block. You punch again, I block. You punch again, I block. You punch again, I block. If I keep doing this, just blocking, 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 when are you going to stop?
Right. He's kind of totally missing the point here. Yeah, no doubt about that. What we're talking about is defensive drive, Lee. Not that you just keep on blocking and blocking. I don't know where you're getting that. But no doubt about that. But we're talking about defensive drive, the state of mind that the dog is in.
There are some people out there, because they do not respect the rights of others, there's some people out there that are just not going to stop, okay? They are going to continue their aggression until they get hit. Now, getting hit doesn't mean I'm trying to get revenge. Me throwing counterpunching doesn't mean I'm trying to get revenge.
So then I used some clips of your video, and then let me just reiterate to everybody how you responded to that, Lee. You responded with that with a litany and flurry of copyright claims across my platforms. Double channel strikes on my YouTube channel, multiple suspensions or whatever those things are on Facebook. What else? My website. You can knock my website off. It took me a couple days to get it back up. You wrote slanderous, untrue things about me, about being inexperienced with dogs and rehoming a vicious Corso that bit the new owner. And you arrived from this from like three little snippet clips off of a Facebook page. It never happened. You wrote things about my relationship with me, my mother, and my children. And so this is all character-type assassination type stuff that has nothing to do with dogs, Lee. What I then did is, then I started to make videos. Hey, this guy is filing all of these copyright complaints all over the place. That's why my pages are down, because people are asking, hey, where's your stuff going? Well, this guy's making copyright complaints. And so here's how I had a blog post. I had a blog post. It originally had my video on there with your clips. You did your first round of copyright violation claims. Then what I did is I took your whole video, right? And the share button is located right down here. And according to YouTube's terms of service, that we're free to then like post this video in its entirety and use it. So what I did then is I put your entire video on my blog with an audio podcast above it describing, you know, what I'm talking about. You filed a copyright. Now, just because you're getting granted the copyright, you have to understand something, Lee. All of these platforms, it's automated bots, man. Doesn't mean it's a legitimate copyright just because they took the person's stuff down. If you know what DMCA is, you understand that that act in 1998 that was passed, the hosting companies and internet providers have safe harbor from lawsuit as long as they agree to remove content once they receive a DMCA takedown request. So for them to avoid litigation, what they do is they generally automatically take the content down. Different platforms do it. Twitter's the worst. But anyway, that is what you did, and that's called an attack on our business, on a lot of different things, dude. That's a serious attack. It's more than just saying, "Hey, look at these dogs. how they're playing with the sleeve, and you're gonna make excuses here. We're gonna get into that in a little bit too. I'd love to have the conversation with you, Lee, without all this. But nobody stepped on your toes, dude. You are stepping on other people's toes. I mean, the veiled threat, where you know where my wife's name is and where she works, in your text message the other day was really creepy, dude. How much time you have spent looking me and her up on the internet is just really incredible. You know, so pretty creepy stuff here, Lee, but we'll continue here.
Doesn't mean I'm trying to rehabilitate. It doesn't mean I'm trying to retaliate. It just means I want you to stop. And sometimes the way you get an aggressor is to stop is by giving them a dose of their own medicine. Now, again, this.
So does that mean that you would go so far as to impersonate other people to have my content knocked down? Because simultaneously, while that was going on, and here's what happened. I noticed that when you weren't getting the responses that you were previously, because what it seemed to me, Lee, is you didn't want me to say anything negative about your dogs, period. Or anybody else, as far as I can tell. Right? So in other words, you're actually trespassing on my right of fair use and free speech, Lee, to give my opinion about what I'm saying about these dogs. You are the one trespassing, Lee. This is amazing how you claim to be the victim. And anyway, we'll just keep going.
It's not about revenge. It's not about retribution. It's not about retaliation. It's not about rehabilitation. It's about getting them to stop.
What is it that you wanted me to stop, Lee? Because like I told you, here's the thing. I made a video about Hans, right? Hans even left a comment on the video that I made, right? Hans said that I was so beneath him, he wasn't even worth it. Boom. He didn't go file copyright violation claims all over the place and slander me and write things about my mother and my children. I mean, seriously, dude. Hans didn't do that. And I haven't said another word about Hans since then. Other than to mention him here, right? I made my point with the video. And I didn't even remake the video, right? I didn't even remake the video when you got my YouTube channel taken down. But anyway, that's, you know, and Ivan didn't do anything like that. You did those things. So then you filed copyright violation on me having the YouTube video just posted there, right? And so here's what I did, Lee. I took a little clip out of your video and made a short out of it, right? Same clip that I used in my video that you got copyright strikes on, I used the same clip in a short. Not a copyright strike there, right? Of course not, because you got the share button enabled. Now, you didn't realize that I had that there for quite some time, and it had close to like 3,000 views. It was like 2,900 and something views on it, with a lot of likes and a lot of positive comments that, yeah, that dog is playing with the sleeve. You couldn't claim copyright, so what you did is you shut off the share on it. And then I got noticed that you kept the video, but it was no longer shareable. So here's what would be a copyright. Let's say that you did do that, that you don't have sharing enabled. If I then download your video or record your video and then put it on my website, that's a copyright violation. Absolutely, Lee. Right? But to post an entire YouTube video on my blog with the audio podcast above it is not a copyright. It's just you just being so vengeful that somebody said something about your dogs, and something very accurate that I'll stand on. And so then I took that down and I just linked, right? It's just insane, dude. And like I said, while this is going on, and then all of a sudden you're not kind of having your way, then all of a sudden these malicious digital imposters all of a sudden using other people's names. As a matter of fact, here was the weird thing today, Lee, and I called to ask you about this. So it's been all quiet, and you text me, oh, yeah, well, that's great. You got all my content off. And so you managed to get all my content knocked down, and I didn't put anything back up, right? And it's all quiet. And so me and my wife watched a video of you whipping this dog, having that guy whip that dog, and still isn't aggressive. Pain tolerance. I mean, you're going to get into that, and we'll talk about that kind of stuff, dude. But that's Yes, testing a dog to see its willingness to engage in battle is legitimate, but that's your end all be all. But we'll get into that later. Let me play some more of what he has to say here.
What you have to do sometimes to get a person to stop is throw a punch. So, you know, be careful.
Would that be digital impostering people, Lee?
All about protection trainers that say all defense all the time, and they're going to act as if they're an expert of something, but they've never actually demoed a dog in combat.
Okay, first of all, I don't say all defense all the time. That was Gypsy's mantra. I like the best bite is no bite. But and as far as demonstrating dogs, Lee, I think you got a problem there, because what I've demonstrated, and what you keep, you know, get my YouTube channel taken down. It's kind of hard to keep videos up, but I have my own video player now on my website. But anyway, so today I make a video. We watch you whipping this dog, and I make a commentary video about, and then you have an 18-month-old dog. It's that cobalt dog that you're going to talk about here. 18 months old, and you can't even get it to let loose. An 18-month-old dog can't get it to let loose of the toy, right? And I said, man, I'm going to make a commentary about this. And I said, I bet we don't make it a day before we get another DMCA notice. It wasn't 2 hours, man. And someone's pretending to be Gypsy and filing copyright violations on my website. And then you, as far as I know, left a comment on my website today. You say it's not you. Maybe it's not. But the comment is yours because it's on this video that I'm watching here. Right? And you're talking about me in the comment. So I don't know how it ends up on my website, but anyway.
All right. So a dog in combat, you have to have a dog that's willing to be comfortable in combat.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. All my dogs are comfortable in combat.
If you're going to have a protection dog.
Oh, that's what I was saying. So this guy, I haven't ever seen, the only thing I've ever seen, you guys tell me, is dogs biting sleeves and getting hit with whips and sticks. You guys tell me the level of obedience that I've demonstrated over the years in my dogs as compared to what this guy's claiming to be an expert here. I just want you to honestly evaluate the level of obedience that I've demonstrated in all of my dogs over the years. The control, the handling. Then there's the few scenarios that I've shown, right? Where Appy's, I just posted another one where she's nailing Rick in the muzzle. And in defensive drive, not in prey drive. No interest in sleeves, right? So I have demonstrated my dogs, dude. And what more do you want to see them do? I mean, some stuff I'm not even going to show on YouTube. My dogs are pretty aggressive, dude, especially compared to your dogs. So I haven't seen any obedience on your channel, dude. I just, you know, 18-month, it's unheard of here at my house to have an 18-month-old dog that won't let go of its toy, dude, because we raise puppies right from the start. That's my big message. I literally, Lee, I have a dog that, and I had a video up of Buster at 10 weeks old. 10 weeks was listening better than that 18-month-old dog that you had. Now, I don't know what your reasoning for that is or whatever the case may be, but you're not going to lecture me about obedience in a dog because there's nothing for you to show me about obedience in a dog, because I've just so just incredibly have performed in that. And two of my dogs actually have certificates of obedience from Gypsy, the PPDA. And plus, I've just demonstrated all kinds of obedience that you have not demonstrated. I've also demonstrated mostly auto protection, where my dogs are really, really seriously not going to be cool. I have a lot of videos that I don't show on YouTube that are on my members' website for a lot of different reasons. We actually spoke with an attorney about it, Lee, about what you should be showing online in public with this kind of stuff. But I do show things, and here's what I'm getting at, Lee. My demonstration, for example, you're going to say here in a little bit, that Cobalt, it was only her first or second session, and I gave her the go command, and you're responding to me. Right, your dog didn't know what that was, and it's an old dog, dude. My dogs already know what a go word is when they're real little, right? Because we're developing defensive drive in the dog, not prey drive, defensive drive. A threat display is so important. See, I don't think you know much about protection work here, Lee, to tell you the truth, and I'm going to play some more of this video. But there's a lot more to this, dude, than just clinging on and hanging on to a sleeve. Developing a real serious threat display. You're going to make fun of a kicking on a fence. Yeah, kicking on a fence, dude. But not everything we do is kicking on a fence. You don't do any kicking on a fence. You don't have a single video of a really pissed off dog with someone kicking the fence on the other side. Dude, you don't have a video, maybe Preacher Man a long time ago, you don't have a dog, and this is kind of my point, you don't have a dog that I've seen on your channel in years that has any tenacity or serious aggression towards human beings. Case in point, the video that I just watched, it was a little bit disturbed by how much you were whipping, having that guy whip that dog, and it's still not suspicious of this dude. Yes, it has a very high pain tolerance. There's no doubt about that. You've done great in your breeding for pain tolerance and dogs that like to bite and cling on to things. There's no doubt about it. And that's why those are hog dogs, okay? There's no defensive drive in the training. When you have an 18-month-old, let me tell you where my dogs are at by the time they're 18 months old, bro. They're way past not giving me a toy. They're way past that. These dogs are by 18 months, they're pretty close to staying by my side while in defensive drive, issuing a threat display at somebody. I have never, except for Preacher Man, which is basically he was doing a bark and hold, though. Really wasn't serious aggression. I'm talking about serious stuff here, man. And any of those dogs, I just don't see any obedience in them. I don't see them being raised right or bred right for protection. I just don't see that. And that's what I'm kind of saying, bro. And we'll see here.
This idea that a muzzle is going to be sufficient in protection, it's not, y'all. It's not. A muzzle, this huff and puff and bluff is not.
Okay, huff and puff and bluff. Okay, so I'm telling you, man, Luca Brasi ain't huffing and puffing. He's just blowing your house down, bro. Any of these dogs, Gertie's not huffing and puffing. So you're mischaracterizing things. And no, I tell people this all the time. If you want to do some bite work later on, go ahead. I think Hans says the same thing, bro. And it's so, but here's the thing. You don't do any muzzle work at all, right? None. Zero. So I don't know what you know about no muzzle work, but I don't see any of it, right? And you don't do any of it. So your dogs are, and here's the problem with that, Lee. There are certain scenarios that we are able to run with a dog in defensive drive, in serious drive. That's the whole thing, dude. The huffing and puffing is your dogs that are getting whipped and still are not aggressive towards the dude. Huffing and puffing is hanging onto the sleeve, and when your dudes let go of the sleeve, almost all of your dogs, almost all of the time, go and run and play with that sleeve. And have next to zero to very little interest in the bad guy. And that's what I see in just dozens and dozens of your videos and your dogs. So I don't know who's huffing and puffing here. Yes, your dogs bite the sleeve, Lee. There's no doubt about that. So, muzzle work is awesome. As a matter of fact, I just did a podcast about Learberg and Ed over there. And I took that course a couple years ago. And how the police departments are even changing, right? Because it's the sleeve that's a problem, bro. The sleeve's the problem. And when you introduce a sleeve is a problem. You know, Hans, I think, goes over this same kind of thing, talking about the neural pathways, the habit formation, and all the science that we know around that. You are starting your dogs off wrong with this new information that we now have and know about dogs. So you're setting these dogs up. They don't have a natural suspicion of human beings, right? This is a game for them. They're in hunting drive. None of this is a performance test. If they will stand up to somebody in defensive drive, is the dog willing to listen? What are the handling capabilities of a dog, right? Is this a dog that's willing, very easy and willing to please and easy to train? Or is it a pain in the ass and kind of a stubborn dog, right? I have no idea what your dog is. You don't have any obedience. So no one said it's all muzzle. We use a burlap sack too and do some bite work. But you don't have any muzzle. And I've done sleeve work. And it's okay if you do sleeve work. You just got it in the wrong order, bro. Because you're laying down the first tracks in the dog's mind going the wrong direction. So let me just state something. I don't know, Lee, but both me and Gypsy are real familiar with Freddy Krueger's of the world on a firsthand basis, basically because of our lifestyles and where we come from. And so, like, I like to tell people, you know, what kind of dog do I want? Well, I envision some of the people I've known in my life that are kind of Maxwell Cady type people. I mean, really hard people. Would they have their prison record tattooed on their face, as I've described, that have been stabbed and kicked and punched and know all the ins and outs of fooling and tricking a dog and aren't afraid of dogs, right? This kind of sexual assaults and auto thefts and, you know, just home invasions, right? This is the kind of guy or guys I think of when I'm training a dog and what kind of training and what kind of dog I want, right? And who was it? Butch Capel said not too long ago, you don't want your dog running over there, think it's chasing a rabbit. And so defense is legal, but it also has to do with the drive of the dog. All of the Kohler method is, and that's what I started out with, is defense drive. And what you are doing there, and what I'm trying to help people see is that if you do this kind of stuff, you're kind of ruining the dog for serious defensive work later. And it's not huff and puff. I mean, when Apollonia got her first bumps, she broke three fingers in the dude's hand. I don't know if you've ever been hit with a muzzle, dude, from a big-ass dog like this. As a matter of fact, I think it was Mike Ritland that interviewed the cop talking about how serious a dog can mess somebody up with one of those muzzles on. So, you know, but we'll keep on going. But you're really mischaracterizing things here, which is, you know, the next thing somebody does when they don't have an argument. The first thing they do is say things about someone else's mother and children and slanders them in public and then cries that you're a victim of something.
Not enough for a reliable protection dog. A reliable protection dog should be a dog that engages and is comfortable in combat and is willing to remain engaged if need be. Mm-hmm. It's not barking behind a fence. That might work 90% of the time, but it's not guaranteed to be effective enough.
Well, 90% is a pretty damn high rate there, bro, ain't it? 90% of the time, just barking behind, because that's what we say, right? Right, you're right. That's what we say. We actually say 99. We say that 99% of most real situations in the real world, not YouTube land, most situations throughout time, throughout history, most situations can be handled with a serious dog that's trained well, that is giving a serious threat display. So I'll meet you there. You're right. 90% of it can be handled. And I'm saying a threat display, whether it's behind a fence or not behind a fence. And my whole point is that you have no threat display in your dogs. They're not suspicious of people. And there's just no threat display. They don't hardly bark. I mean, pit bulls ain't real vocal dogs to begin with. So I don't see the development, because what I'm doing and showing people, like I just posted a video the other day, when I give Trudy the go word, just like you gave your dog the go word, and you're going to make an excuse and say, well, that was only her first time out. Okay, but she's about the same age as Trudy, right? I don't know why that dog's first time out. First time out with giving it a go word, an alert word, because we've done that a long time ago. All the dogs are real solid on that by the time they're the age of the dog that you're talking about, right? Because we've been working on a threat display. We haven't done any, no bite work like you. You've had this entire time while you've been dragging a sack around the yard and having these dogs bite shit while you've been doing that, we've been practicing impulse control, off switch, right? There are no dogs in my yard that I can't have them drop whatever it is I say they need to drop when I say they need to drop it. You know what I'm getting at there, dude? No, you probably don't, because you can't... 18-month-old dog, you can't even get the toy out of its hand. So that's what you're right. So that's why we spend a lot more time on control, on developing confidence in defensive drive, right? Because we can get into the nature of defensive drive and why, if you're not working your dog out in defensive drive, when it comes time for them to really seriously be in combat with a human being, there could be problems. But we'll get into that some more.
Okay. We're going to look at a video here at a few of our dogs in the past. How many protection dogs do I really need? Look, I'm a breeder first, a trainer second. So we're going to always have a couple, two, maybe three dogs that are protection trained. But a lot of the dogs that we own are not protection trained dogs. They're dogs that we test to see if they have the genetic component to be comfortable in combat. Then if they do, we can use that dog and train it to a certain level.
I see. Is that your only standard that you have? Because I got a lot of other things. I mean, that's important. There's no doubt about that, man. But it's a little bit more in depth for me. So like what I'm looking for in my dogs, and that's why I got Mastiff type dogs, because they've been kind of through the ages, been kind of bred for this kind of stuff. I'm looking for a dog that has a natural, you know, you're talking about genetics, right? A natural sense of in-group, out-group, my space, your space, with a some level of natural suspicion. So you don't have to whip the dog, Lee. You don't have to whip these dogs. You're out there whipping your dogs, man. It has natural suspicion of people, and this is some of the groundwork. The other thing is that the dog, you call it rank drive, I think, and I think you don't like those dogs either, me either. They have to be very lovey-dovey to mama and papa, right? Kind of like, I don't know if you ever read Plato's Laws, where he talks about the guardian of the city. That's kind of how I model my dogs off of. So those are things that I'm looking for. And then I'm also looking for, you know, a tenacity. What kind of threat display does this dog put off? And then will it engage somebody, and will it stay engaged with somebody? And I might not really show so much of a continued battle with the dogs, but you don't show any battles because none of your dogs are even in fight drive in a state of mind. We know this because when they let go of the sleeve, your dog goes and plays with the sleeve. Your guy ain't coming in my yard and whipping my dogs like that, because they will fuck him up. Excuse my French, man. Seriously, dude. I ought to link to the video. You ain't whipping my dogs. It just ain't happening, dude. These dogs are on a whole nother level when it comes to that. I mean, we don't even have to, you know, if here's my point, dude, if you got to whip your dog like that to try to get it suspicious at somebody at that age, I don't know, bro. I got to ask some questions, you know, and I'm not just blowing smoke. Like I said, dude, I'm showing my dogs. So when I gave Trudy her threat display, it's a serious threat display. And did you see how I shut her off? Did you watch that video? And then I turned her back on again, and then she went again. And she's not huffing and puffing, dude. And I've never seen anything like that on your channel, dude. I just got to be honest, and I'll let other people decide. And I think that's the problem here, Lee. That's what I think the problem is. I think I actually did point out some legitimate things in that video. And I think your emotional development is about 5 years old. And you've had an absolute fit, is what I think. And you are my leading suspect impostering these other people, too.
But that doesn't mean we're going to train 30 dogs here. That would be a huge liability, right? I'm looking for the genetic component. So we might have like a dog named Cobalt that somebody was saying, well, he doesn't even know what the guard command is. And you told him to guard. That's called training. It was his first day.
Okay. Yeah, it's his first day, but it's how old is that dog, dude? That's an older dog, dude. Maybe you see my other thing was you got mad because I said, I consider as many dogs as you have kind of not necessarily maybe a puppy mill, but puppy peddling, and it becomes difficult to spend the correct amount of time with the dogs to have that many dogs. And so that's why I kind of backed away from breeding. I don't want to have that many dogs because I can't give that much attention to the proper amount of attention. Yeah, I'm sure all of your dogs have three hots and a cot. There's no doubt about that. But yet the dog is that old and not suspicious of people is a problem, Lee. That means that dog has not been raised to be a protection dog. I'm looking at a 12, 14, 15, 18 month old dogs that to me aren't showing anything that I'm really interested in as far as having a home guardian dog. Like I said, there's no threat displays there, which is 90% of this. And then engagement, and our dogs do engage, but they engage with a muzzle. And in a lot of ways, the muzzle is superior. The psychology, Lee, let me tell you something. The confidence that goes up in a dog when it hits a man with a muzzle. I talked about this the other day in a podcast. See, those dogs, you got a big buffer when you got that suit and you got them sleeves on you, right? And that dog doesn't really feel how frail you are. Well, when they hit you with that muzzle, it changes their attitude, bro, and it raises their confidence in defensive drive. The whole point of working the dog in defensive drive is to get them at such a point of confidence and at such a point of fury when they're engaged like that, that the flight aspect of fight is very minimal, and they become very confident dogs. And so we'll keep going.
Say the command, guess what? In his first or second session, he's taking hits from a bat. It's a plastic bat, but it has it still hits, and it's got some rattles in it. He's taking whip hits. He's taking stick hits. He's shown a degree of comfort in combat.
Yes, and he showed zero interest in getting pissed at that dude for hitting him with the whip. Amazing to me. Like I said, today when I made the video, I had Buster. He's what, six months old? Buster showed more suspicion of the lady getting into her truck next to us than your dog showed in that dude after getting whipped. Seriously, dude, that is how undefensive your dog is. It's in a hunting state of mind. You've bred for prey drive. Your dog's got crazy prey drive, dude. There's no doubt about it. Right. And I'm not saying your dogs won't bite somebody. That's not what I'm saying, dude. What I'm saying is there's a lot more nuance to this. And you don't even your comments about Gypsy Stratton this and Gypsy Stratton that, dude, you didn't know Gypsy Stratton. So to be claiming that I don't know the nuances, he's going to say in here, are you implying that you know more about Gypsy Stratton's training method than I do, bro? Because you're pretty arrogant then in it as well. But we'll go
he's
on.
Good. He's got a solid pain tolerance. He's got a high drive.
He does. He's got high pain tolerance, and he has really high prey drive. That is awesome for pig hunting. It's also awesome for police dogs, and it's also awesome for military dogs who chase, apprehend, and detain. Awesome stuff, Lee. But that has nothing to do with guarding the home and the automobile.
He's got a lot of confidence. This is a dog that can be trained as far as we want to take him. But again, not every dog is going to be trained here. We got 30 dogs here. Okay? I'm a brief.
So where, okay, let's see. Okay, Lee. Let's see your dog. I want to see your dog do what Appy did. It's really simple. I want your dog to be sitting next to you in the car. I want someone to come up to the window, and then I want them to reach into the car. And when you give the command, I want them to do what they need to do. That's what I want to see. No equipment, no nothing like that. I haven't ever seen anything even remotely close to that, dude.
Breeder first, a trainer second. We want to know if the dog displays the genetic ability to be comfortable in combat. Huff and puff and bluff is not enough. Barking behind a fence, not enough for a real protection dog.
No, I'm sorry, dude. Barking behind a fence is extremely important for a protection dog. Like you said, 90%. So let's get into this a little bit. Dude, I'm just about really to make some really cool videos because what we're going to be doing is, and no one's doing this kind of stuff, is... And I'm not putting these on YouTube. This is members stuff, a lot of it. But we're gonna show about poison proofing, right? Because most people are gonna need the dog in their yard and in their home. That is where most people are gonna need their dog. Okay. So I don't know how you've raised this dog, but we've raised our dog in such a way so that it does not take treats and that it does not take food and it does not take toys from strangers, right? So that because the bad guys know, right? There's nothing on your channel about that. Something so essential to being a good protection dog is a dog being able to do that. And so that has to do with, you don't wait till a dog's 18 months old and then start that training. It's all of this training starts at 8 weeks old. And for me, even before that, because I breed the dogs. But all of this starts, I have three different courses. All of this starts with a puppy. And so by the time our dogs are your age, and like I said, show me the dogs, dude. I just don't see them. And yeah, testing for pain tolerance is great, bro, but that's like way short of the mark.
Hitting with a muzzle and then jumping back out is not enough, because every dog, I don't care if it's a chihuahua, will bite once, right? The question is, what's it going to do when it gets hit back?
My dogs are going to fuck you up. But here's the thing. Generally, when these dogs bite you once, you ain't going to be hitting nothing. So here's the difference, Lee. Okay, let me tell you what's going on here. And maybe this is what you need to start doing. Start agitating your dogs in defensive drive. And then be around some of the tenacity that these dogs put out. It's a whole different world, bro. So when these dogs nail somebody, dude, they nail them really fucking good. Okay? Most of my dogs are headhunters. They're going to bite you in the face. And if you stick your hands in front of your face, like most people are going to do, you're going to have serious damage. Okay? There's not going to be much hitting back once that is done. Now, your dogs never experience this if they're always biting that sleeve, right? Ignoring the weapon hand. What a terrible habit to teach a dog. To cling onto a sleeve and then hit it with a whip and a stick is insane for a protection dog, bro. It's insane. I hope you don't then sell them dogs to people. Are you then sell, after you've put this terrible imprinting into these dogs, Lee, right? Is that what you do then? Then you sell that dog to somebody after you've done this terrible imprinting in this dog? That's incredible.
Is that dog going to remain engaged? Be careful about these protection trainers that never show a dog sustain combat. Let's hear what Clint.
Yeah, Lee, you don't have any dogs in combat. And that's kind of what my point is. These dogs are in prey drive.
All right. So, look, again, I'm going to say and repeat myself. All defense, all the time, is a great phrase. And our mindset should never be to trespass on the rights of others. But we have to realize when we're defending ourselves, we're dealing with somebody that's willing to trespass on our rights. If you step on my toe, don't complain when I push you off.
Yeah, Lee. You stepped on my toe when you filed those copyright complaints against me, wrote things about my mother and my children, and slandered me in publicly. That's right. So don't be surprised if I say something about it, Lee. This is amazing, dude. You're like stabbing me in the back and screaming in pain at the same time like you're a victim. Incredible.
I'm going to let you live your life how you wish, but when you step on my toe, I reserve the right to push you off. And how I'm going to do that, you don't get to dictate. All right, so I might stop you with a shield, but when the shield doesn't work and I've asked you to stop, stop or I will shoot. Stop or I will counter. And you choose to continue and continue and continue, then I now know that you're the type of person that's going to require force to stop you, because odds are you're a crybaby. You're the type of person that is going to complain like that lady did at the beginning, or that guy that said, well, you didn't have to shoot him. Well, he was possibly going to shoot me. He certainly had no respect for my life. So while I certainly didn't want to shoot him, that's something that I don't want to go through. I don't want to go.
Wow, dude. This is really interesting psychologically. So you're comparing that I'm shooting you? What did you just say, dude? Dude, all I did is made some comments about your dogs, dude. All I did is made some comments about your dogs, dude. and then told people what you were doing, that you were making frivolous copyright complaints. That's the only thing I've done. I've never slandered you. I've never wrote things about your family. I just, this is incredible, dude. You're spooky.
Phrase. And our mindset should never be to trespass on the rights of others.
Yeah.
But we have to realize when we're defending ourselves, we're dealing with somebody that's willing to trespass on our rights. If you step on my toe, don't complain when I push you off. I'm going to let you live your life how you wish. But when you step on my toe, I reserve the right to push you off.
Thank you, Lee. Me too. Me too, Lee. Now, and again, stepping on toe is trespassing on someone else's property, bro. I made a video on my thing. I wasn't over messing with you. And it was a legitimate video. Like I said, I'm not talking about Hans. I've been talking about you. The reason I've been talking about you is because you keep this thing going, bro. Because I'm going to have my say. I will not allow you. You actually think I shouldn't be able to say anything at all, Lee. And that's trespassing on my rights, and I will not let you do that. That's why I ain't let this go. Once I can say, like I can say, then I'll be down the road, bro. But you're not going to trespass and keep on trying to take all my content down over frivolous copyright fucking claims, bro. Just because I made some commentaries and legitimate commentaries. I even offered to go live, dude, and talk to you about this live. But I see you definitely don't want to do that because you don't even have an understanding of the concept. All defense all the time. About defensive drive, I guess. I don't know.
And how I'm going to do that, you don't get to dictate. All right? So I might stop you with a shield. But when the shield doesn't work and I've asked you to stop, stop or I will shoot. Stop or I will counter. And you choose to continue and continue and continue. Then I now know that you're the type of person that's going to require force to stop you. Because odds are you're a crybaby. You're the type of person that is going to complain like that lady did at the beginning, or that guy that said, well, you didn't have to shoot him. Well, he was possibly going to shoot me. He certainly had no respect for my life. So while I certainly didn't want to shoot him, that's something that I don't want to go through. I don't want to go through a legal battle. I don't want to go through an investigation. I don't want to go through the turmoil and mental stress of thinking that I had to take a life or do what I had to do to stop somebody. I want people to live in harmony and get along. But sometimes people won't let you do that. So barking behind a fence is not always enough. Barking on a leash is not always enough. A threat display is not always enough.
And that's not Gypsy's. Dude, you're totally... He called me. He didn't call you. So, dude, there's a protocol. Do you understand the protocol? Alarm, challenge, threat display, engage. It's a complete protocol. You only have one thing, dude. This was so funny, Lee. The funny thing about this whole thing was, is I discovered Gypsy Stratton because you posted that video of him. And at the time, in 2021, when you posted that video, I thought, why is Lee posting this video? Because he's doing everything this man is saying not to do. Later, we became great friends, and he taught me a great deal. But, dude, you're not even getting it. That's not your mischaracter. You're creating straw men and then attacking straw men. That's why I wanted to talk live with you so that we could, you know, this would be great for the dog community to talk this out. But that's not it. There's a protocol, Lee. And engagement is part of it, right? What I've been trying to say is that this type of training that you're doing, right? Because here's the thing, Lee. The stuff you're doing, dude, is so like fucking everywhere, dude. Everybody's doing this, what you're doing, right? It's not like it's just you that's doing it. But it's a whole complete system, dude. It's very detailed. It's amazing. Gypsy was a genius. So there's a protocol, alarm. Right? Challenge, threat display, then engagement. So what I've been saying is your dogs don't have any defense, bro. They're all, I mean, you shouldn't have to be whipping a dog to get it to be suspicious of people. And those dogs just ain't. And you can tell by the tenacity in them. And I know this because I'm around my dogs, dude. And my dogs are way more tenacious than that. It's much more serious. Much more serious. So barking behind a fence is really, really important, especially if it's a really good threat display. You know, Luca, let me tell you, from behind a fence, David on the membership site will vouch for this. Luca almost chewed through the fence to get his ass, bro. It's hard to get somebody. Let me tell you something. Your guys, I notice they walk around like blissnities, right? Because them dogs ain't serious, bro. People don't walk around my dogs like that. All just blissnity, right? They're like, holy shit. I can't tell you how many people that worked one time with my dog, even through a fence, dude, and they didn't want nothing to do with it. I had this one guy, that was it. He was done, man. What would David say that one day? He goes, man, that's a lot of fucking dog. And Luca is a lot of dog. And sometimes you've got to do some things through the fence to bring him to a level of aggression for safety reasons. See, we're not playing with the same chemical set here, bro. I'm playing with different chemicals over here. I'm playing with defensive drive, real serious tenacity in a dog. So you're totally mischaracterizing. And even all defense all the time, you're one-sided on that. It wasn't just a legal thing. It was the dogs in defensive drive and not prey drive for a reason. We can get into that. I mean, there's a lot to talk about here, dude. It would have been a great thing if you would have just talked. You know, rather than filing all them copyright complaints, man, you should have said, let's talk about it. But, you know, whatever.
Muzzle work is not always enough. Sometimes you have to go to combat, and this is where what separates a breeder from a trainer. A trainer's job is to get that dog to its full potential, to take that dog, whatever its full potential is.
Okay, Lee, so you got a bunch of dogs that are 18 months old that you can't even have them let go of a toy, and I got dogs at 10 weeks old that do that. And dogs at a year old that are just incredible impulse control and calling them off of cattle, chasing rabbits, spring poles. Are you kidding me, dude? You ain't going to lecture to me about nothing, bro. Not about no dog training or dog psychology. I just don't think you're all that you say that you are, Lee.
If all that dog can do is bark at the end of the leash, that's all.
Who said that? Who said that that's all the dog does? All I've ever seen your dogs do is bite a sleeve. That's it. My dogs have engaged. I have videos of my dogs engaging. I even got videos of my dogs biting sleeves because Gertie and Luna were the last. I actually worked them with a sleeve a little bit. They were the last dogs. But even when I was working the dogs in with the sleeve, Lee, they were in defensive drive. Total different mindset. So there's no huff and puff and like they're going to come up and give you a big sloppy kiss, Lee. And there's more to it. You just don't understand it. That's why I was trying to tell you, Lee. You're not understanding even what I'm getting at, bro. And because you're not going to listen. You're going to want to be Professor Hog Dog and tell everybody else what the fuck to do.
All you're going to get from it, right? But if that trainer can take that dog to go all to morph from barking to a BB to a 22 to a 223 to a 30-06 to a Gatling gun, so be it, right? So
that's exactly, dude. I got it documented. People have watched me raise these dogs from puppies, dude. And I want you, the general public, you tell me, dude, who's got the obedience and the control when you compare these two channels? Well, I don't even have any channels, but when I had channels. Are you kidding me, man? We're not even in the same ballpark, man. We're not even in the same ballpark, dude. It's a joke. And so then when it comes to actual real defense, dog in defensive drive, engaging with people, where is it, Lee? Because I have those videos. I've showed those videos. And they're up now. I think I just posted another one of Apollonia like a week ago. And that's all real shit. And incredible handling. Where the dog is at my side until I release her. You don't have anything like that, dude. I can't believe that you're lecturing. And this is directed towards me, folks. So, and don't be over on my website because I've made commentary over this audio, Lee. Come on, stop with that copyright shit. I'm just making commentary. You got all kinds of clips of people's clips in this video here. So I am responding to what you're saying, and I'm using your stuff here under fair use so that I can reply back to you. So stop with all that silly shit, please.
So if you think your huff and puff and bluff is going to be enough, odds are that's only going to be enough against a person that's not really intended on attacking you. All right, let's.
Whoa, dude, you're out of your mind. So we're teaching our dogs to disable the weapon hand. You're teaching your dogs to cling to a sleeve. Are you fucking kidding me? And to ignore the weapon hand. That's not what Gypsy. And that's not me. Lee, have you ever been into a fight? Just out of curiosity, bro. Because when someone comes at me with a knife or with a baseball bat, the last thing I do is grab the other arm. And I'm not going to ask my dog to do the same. That type of school, that type of philosophy is for police and military dogs who are actually supposed to take the hit. They're supposed to hold that dude no matter what. Or hog hunting and stuff like that. Holy cow, dude. Wow.
To look at a dog that's capable of going further. Now, obviously, every dog that we train here is not going to be trained to this level. We don't need 30 dogs trained in protection work. We just don't.
Show me one dog trained in protection work as I'm describing it. Show me a dog that you show me the dog that when you tell it guard becomes immediately ferocious at the dude. Produce the video, Lee. And maybe you can, and great, but I don't see it. I do. I just posted one to Trudy, dude. Serious threat. All my dogs do threat display on command. So let's see that. Let's see that. Do you even have that? I'd like to even see that, but I don't even see that.
Okay, we have a breeding program, and our goal is to breed dogs that have the traits required for training. But once
training for what? That's the whole point. What are these dogs good for training for? Well, like I've been saying, they're better suited for hog dogs because they're heavy on prey drive and real low on defensive drive. And forget about your dogs. I don't even care about the dogs. I'm talking about the training, this testing that you say that you're doing out there, right? I don't even care about the dogs. It really is the training. But those dogs are not seriously aggressive, dude. Richard Hines calls that out too. It's not just me, man. They're not seriously aggressive, Lee. So if you've been, and so I understand why you've got a lot of time involved with this, probably a lot of money involved with it. And for someone like me to come along and say, hey, man, the emperor ain't wearing no clothes. I know. It can get you a little ruffled under the collar. But you decided to become a public figure, Lee, and I'm well within my right to make those. Now, you've said I've slandered you, and I said, produce it. Show me where, what. What? All the false things I say about you? What? What is it? All I'm saying about you, Lee, is that those dogs are running off and playing with the sleeve. They're not serious aggression. This type of training where you teach a dog to cling to a sleeve while it's getting whipped and ignoring the weapon hand sets the dog up for failure and you also to get hurt. This is not protection scenarios. You don't have any fence work. You don't have any muzzle work. You don't have. I've never seen an auto protection video ever on your channel. Not one. And then you're gonna come off and talk as if you're gonna teach me something? No, I don't think so. Not today, Lee. And I don't take kindly. I take it as kind of a subtle threat to subtly mention that you know where my wife works and what her address is. And you know, that's just like, wow, dude, that's really something. You know, so you can send me a cease and desist order. Cease and desist what, Lee? What do you want me to cease and desist? Responding to you? You know, that's the funny thing, man. You're like sending me text messages and then you tell me cease and desist and then you send another text message. You ought to talk to a lawyer, dude, because you can't do that. So this video is addressed to me and I think I got a right to respond to it. And I'm different than Lee. I do mention names.
Once we know the dog is comfortable in combat, that's sufficient, right? And as far as the breeding aspect goes.
No, it's not, but not for me. So I'm not going to go anymore with this. You guys get the basic point. We've gone almost an hour here. So, So all defense all the time. Lee is really kind of really minimalizing it. There is the legal aspect of it, but for me, what all defense all the time means, it doesn't mean that you don't ever like let your dog bite somebody. That's not what that means at all. And we don't just have a threat display. It's just ridiculous. But solid threat display on a serious ass dog like I got takes care of about 99% of problems right there. And that's why that's so important for a real protection dog. And that's what we're working on. That's why I've started to develop a little community and some friends, and we train together other people that see this, right? David's taken other courses. I ain't going to name the names and all that, but he gets it. And so if you want real dogs for real scenarios and things like that, it's not coming off of here. And that old black man from the hood knew a few things, man. And you're totally mischaracterizing the entire deal. And so if you ever want to go live and talk about it, we can talk about it. I mean, I know a thing or two about this. And I got really good dogs. And, you show and tell, Lee. I just don't see the protection. I don't see the control. In fact, I see a lack of it. Like I said, to have a dog that's 18 months old and just to not have any obedience like that is just wow. And so it gets back to my other point, I guess. How many dogs is too many? You know, it's an interesting question. But so that's I'm not gonna play any more of that, but the name of the video is Understanding Protection, Why All Defense All the Time is Insufficient. And he wrote a comment down here, and it's about me. Where is it? I'll read it. While I'm here. Okay. Yeah, that's Gypsy's Stratton's mantras seemed as sufficient for him and the people he taught. That's from Pump 1768. Lee responds, yes and no. It was his mantra, but Gypsy also expected a dog to engage and to even to do a send if and when. Well, why'd you just say that up in your videos, dude? You said the direct opposite needed. And this is something some people are overlooking. He also had an American Pit Bull Terrier named Little Chief. You said Asia. named Asia on a video doing sends in various situations. This is recorded on a video. Mm-hmm. Shielding oneself is top priority, but in some situations one has be able to strike an aggressor. Gypsy referred to that when someone entered the kill zone. As a result, Gypsy knew and understood the value of striking and striking hard when needed. But by saying defense, he knew the strike should not be given to innocent people. What? I don't know where you got that from. That doesn't even make sense. See, he knew the strike should, well, of course the strike, but that ain't what he mean by defense. The problem some people with limited experience are making is they fail to understand these concepts thoroughly. Yeah, like you, Lee. And as a result, they are not as well versed in protection training. Canines. Yeah, Lee, that's kind of your problem, as they want people to believe. Yeah, Lee. Man, you're a projection king. In fact, some people claim to be Gypsy's students. No, I don't claim to be Gypsy's student. I was his student. Never even met the man. Don't have to meet the man. And only knew him his last year of life. Actually, I knew him longer than that. And we spoke and did videos, and he helped me train dogs, dude. So there again, you mischaracterize, right? You want to minimalize. No, man, this man called me from his deathbed all the time, Lee. From his deathbed. He wanted to give me the keys to the kingdom, dude. He was so excited about me. We actually loved each other, Lee. And we were very, very close because we've seen the world very, very much the same on many, many things. So, boy, you sure mischaracterize things all the time. And supposedly you're well-versed in Gypsy Stratton? Okay, bro. Some people claiming to be Gypsy's students. So are you saying that I'm not, that's claiming to be Gypsy's student? Oh, man. Never even met the man and only knew him as, yeah, and I knew him more than you knew. He never called you. You weren't his hope. No, I only knew him his last year of life. Not even that's true, dude. He himself had retired from training. No, he hadn't. As a result, I suggested being careful who you get advice from. A shield is defense, and a shield is not always enough. And that's not what he meant, dude. For a dog to be effective and reliable, it must be comfortable in combat. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And not afraid to go, huh? You can be afraid and overcome that fear with training and conditioning. But if the dog is afraid, well, it will run and go into flight. Yeah, dude, that's why we... Yeah, and here's the thing, Lee. If you knew anything about this, because you've worked your dog so much and developed such prey drive, they're probably extremely weak in defensive drive. And you're going to confuse gameness. But we're not going to get involved with that. But, dude, you're really, really something, man. And almost insulting, you know. You have no idea the extent of the relationship between me and Gypsy. Absolutely none whatsoever. And you know nothing. I can tell you right now, bro, you know nothing of his training method or his philosophies or anything. So that's my commentary on that. You did make this video, and you are referring to me. But, buddy, that is one of the greatest cases of transference or projection that I think it's called projection when you're doing what you're accusing other people to do. That are doing, boy, oh boy, bro. And I tell you, man, I ain't got to whip my dogs, you know. You were kind of whipping that dog. I don't know, man. Not really cool in my book, but, you know, you do what you do, go ahead and do what you do. But, you know, that's my response to you. And if you want to talk about it, we can talk about it, but you know, we're not going to do character assassination. And I don't care about none of that shit. The truth is the truth. And Gypsy Stratton's method of protection dog training for the home and for personal protection is just, like I said, it's the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu of mixed martial arts. And, you know, but again, you really mischaracterized me, our relationship, his method, what he meant by what he was saying. And, but you're free to do so. And I'm free to make this. I'm not, if you claim copyright on this, dude, I tell you something, I'm simply responding. We're having a dialogue. This is what I wanted to do from the beginning, because I think it's an important conversation for the dog community, but I don't think you're really interested in that, Lee. I really don't. And you like to get on camera and act like you're all innocent and like you've been the victim of something. Are you kidding me, dude? I didn't take down your websites. I didn't take down your YouTube channels and get channel strikes and send cease and desist order and look up where your wife works. And are you fucking kidding me, bro? You're creepy. And you're my number one suspect. I don't know if it's you, but boy, oh boy, you're on the top of the woodpile, my friend. So that's my response, and I think it's a good one. And I don't have no use for your dogs.